Navigating health insurance can be a burden for patients and doctors alike. One primary care physician in Pittsburgh is bucking that system by not accepting insurance at all. Instead, patients pay $35 per medical issue. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports on whether this business model is sustainable.
Kim Stanley shakes out a white pill from a prescription bottle and pours herself a glass of water at the kitchen sink of her North Huntington Township home. Stanley's been taking this antibiotic twice a day to treat an infected cut on her leg. Stanley doesn't have insurance. She quit her accounting job to work part-time for herself so she could spend more time with her teenage daughters.
Yes, it was a calculated risk. I'm a widow, so all my girls have is me.
Because of that calculated risk, Stanley was thrilled to only pay $35 to see the doctor who wrote her prescription for the antibiotic.
So it's in some ways typical for an exam room.
The primary care physician who treated Stanley is Dr. Timothy Wong.
I have an exam table. It goes up and down. Blood pressure machine.
The dark blue walls at Wong's East Liberty office still smell faintly of new paint. Before starting this independent practice in August, Wong had been the director of quality for Indiana Regional Medical Center's physician group in Indiana County.
After about 4.5 years of dealing with some of the insanity of the system, I was like, you know what, it is not ethical for, in my opinion, to be part of a system that was failing.
He says insurance companies routinely argued with him about what was medically necessary for patients. This meant hours of paperwork.
And I felt kind of emotionally drained and physically drained.
A 2016 study found that for every hour a doctor spends on direct patient care, they spend another 2 hours on paperwork.
Everybody wants slightly different information.
Julie Sikowski is a healthcare economist at Seton Hall University in South Orange, New Jersey. She's researched how much medical practices spend on communicating with insurance providers. Sikowski puts it at between 10 and 20% of a practice's income.
They're requiring different documentation, and they have different policies on what they're going to cover. So keeping track of that is very labor and work intensive.
Wong's business model allows him more time to see patients and generate income. And he has no staff. Patients pay up front, so Wong's practice doesn't employ a biller. And since he doesn't accept insurance, he also doesn't have a medical coder, which is a person whose job is to submit documentation to insurance companies. That's why he can charge patients so little. After contacting several medical associations, it's still unclear if there are currently any other primary care doctors that have Wong's exact business model. Sikowski hadn't heard of any.
It's definitely a niche market.
Even with less paperwork and no payroll, Wong's $35 fee per medical issue is minimal. If Wong averaged 20 patients a day, his net income would be $182,000 annually. Out of that money comes rent, utilities, malpractice insurance, medical and office supplies, taxes, and his salary. Right now, Wong says he sees about 4 patients a day, which allows him to break even.
I think the estimates are it takes maybe 2 years to get fully busy for a new medical practice. So I'm waiting, but I'm hopeful.
Out-of-pocket costs for insured patients continue to increase. And 2019 is the first year U.S. taxpayers won't be penalized for being uninsured. Therefore, more underinsured and uninsured patients might end up needing Wong's low-cost care. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.